Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Cattle futures sold off into the close here with feeder cattle down a buck to a buck 35. March feeders down $1.35 at 122.55. That was about 20 off the lows. Live cattle down 40 to 80 cents with February at 57 lower at 115.60. Most of the trade today was anticipation of the inventory report will be released shortly. The early estimates, Wall Street Journal estimates, are all cattle of 100.8%, so slightly bigger than a year ago levels. The calf crop, 101.7%, beef cows, 101.1%, beef replacements, 98.8%, so a slight drop expected there. And from 15 to 16, it went from 6 million to 6.2 million, so somewhere between 6 and 6.2 is where that the replacement's expected to be. A year ago, we were at 30.3 million head total of beef cows, so if it grows a little bit, somewhere around 30.5 million is expected. That was a big draw from January of 15 to January of 16. It was an increase of 4%, which was the biggest we had ever seen up to that point. And previous to that, it was about a 2% growth. So a lot of people still thinking that the herd's growing, maybe not at the pace we saw in the last report. That report's today at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today finished higher across the board. Kansas City wheat was up 3.5 to 4 cents, with July closing up 4 at 354 and a quarter, 0.5 cent off the high. The interesting thing to note about July Kansas City is the 50-day moving average was $4.48. Today's low was 448 and a quarter. So hopefully that will provide some support. We went to about halfway in between the high, which was 448. Or 480 rather, and the low was somewhere around 420. So we're about 50% from the high to the low. So that's a 50% retracement. Corn trade today traded higher for the most part all day. It was up 1.5 cents. And beans finished today slightly higher. They were back and forth throughout the day. But finished today with May beans up 1.5 at 1034 and a quarter. Managed money has significantly dropped their length in the corn. It's come down to somewhere 6 to 10,000 contracts. Wheat still extremely short 97,000. Beans extremely long, long about 150,000, so 158,000. So quite a bit of a move there with the adding to the length in the corn contracts. That could add some additional support going forward. And of course, as prices here are at near break even or below levels for wheat and corn, it's likely that the incentive to plant would drop quite a bit. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.